Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach on camera, L-O-B-O-C, to those in the know. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman Hess.
And today our extra special guest is someone who's familiar to all of you. He's part of our L-O-B-O-C family. It's David Nieves. Am I pronouncing it right, David?
That is correct. David Nieves.
Nieves.
And we're going to be talking to David about the fact that he got married on a Zoom meeting because of the pandemic. We'll talk about some of the details and the whys and the hows and all that. But first, I want to point out that the ultimate wedding gift is, of course, the handle stick. And I'll have more about the handle stick coming up later, but it is the must-have phone accessory that adds stylish jewelry and usability to your smartphone. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. And again, Handle Stick is the sponsor of Lying on the Beach OC, powers us, we love it, it loves us. So we'll talk more about that in a minute. But first up, let's talk about David's wedding. Even before we talk about it, why don't we take a little look at the ceremony? So show us what you got there, David. So get ready, pull out your tissues, everyone. This is always a little emotional. There we go. Let's roll on it and make it full screen. Yeah. Oh.
No sound? There's
David. Well, we can do the play-by-play. David and his now lovely wife, Bridget, is it David?
Bridget.
Yes, Bridget.
Okay. And it's in the dining room of someone's home. We'll find out more details in a minute. But this is, you can see up along the top, all the folks who attended the wedding, including Lois in the upper left-hand corner there.
And the priest is Nathan on the upper right-hand corner.
Oh, and there's Nathan, the priest, yes, who actually
David, you can't give us any audio?
Let me see. Can you hear it?
No. I can't, but you know what? It's still beautiful. We get the idea. People can see what it looks like. So you've got the guests are all in attendance via Zoom. The priest is there via Zoom. And there is the actual ceremony. You can see the two of you. And the flowers, the balloons.
David, who decorated the table?
It was my mom and my aunt. They decorated.
They did a gorgeous job.
They did a beautiful job. Plus, it's very theatrically right. The Mr. and Mrs. You're
everything
on the right
beautiful.
Side. It's just beautiful.
Just gorgeous. I was so impressed. Yes.
Okay. Let's go back to
question time.
Right. Okay. So David, come on back. There we go.
So David, I want to ask the first question.
Sure, go for
David.
It.
David, how did you decide to do a Zoom wedding? I know so many people that want to get married during this pandemic. And, I had hold a date, which I got a year ago. And then I'm getting, sorry, the pandemic, we postponed our wedding. We're going to do it a year from now. And I found that so odd. And then all of a sudden, you just said, we're doing it. We're going to do it on Zoom, and that's it. So how did that decision come about?
Well, originally, our wedding date was, it was for May 8th, right? But before May 8th, we had to make an appointment with the city clerk to get our marriage license first. So the city clerk office was closed. We couldn't get our marriage license. May 8th never happened because everything was closed due to the pandemic. So we're like, man, we really want to get married, you know? And we were watching the news, and then Governor Cuomo came out and he said that he's launching Project Cupid, which would allow individuals who to obtain a marriage license virtually through video conferencing. So we saw that, we're like, oh my God, this is great. You know, we let's do it. Let's do something different. Let's do something different. Let 2020 be different. And so we waited for Project Cupid to be launched on the New York City Gov site. And as soon as it was launched, we signed up for an appointment. The earliest appointment date we took, and then we filled out the paperwork. At first, we had to meet with the city clerk so the city clerk could identify that we are who we say we are, right? And they went over the paperwork, Now the next step was to find a marriage officiant. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. And
who officiates the wedding? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Officiant. So, yeah. So that was the next step. Then we had to look for someone to officiate the wedding. And we actually found this person through this website called Thumbtack.com.
Oh my.
So
you can also find a good messenger service through them and yes. some handyman also.
Yes,
so
yes.
Hey, that website has a lot of features.
Many,
that you know about.
Many services are offered on Thumbtack.
Oh, see, I just learned something new. I didn't know about it. Could have been Fast Rabbit too.
So we found this marriage officiant. His name's Nathan. Great guy.
He's a reverend.
Reverend Nathan. And
you got a date from him.
We got a date from him, and then we set
so
it
was
up.
Bridget on board, or did she say, no, I want to wait for what we planned. I wanted a big wedding. I wanted everybody in a ballroom. I wanted you to dance me around.
Wait a second. That sounds like what Lois would say.
But... Absolutely. And I'm killing myself years later. I'm so stupid.
No,
so go ahead.
She was all for it. She's like,
she's
yeah,
a brilliant woman.
She's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's That's do something smart. Different, you know?
I'm really proud. I'm proud of the two of you because people think that they have to have a party. They're getting married. This is not about the party. This is about getting married. And what I thought you did was like, you know, it was just like over the top. Everybody appreciated it. Everybody loved it. All the participants were so happy for you. Everybody's face was glowing. The setting of what your mother and your aunt did was just spectacular. I mean, it was really well done, very tasteful, the whole thing. But I have to tell you, Stephen, David, who is normally a pretty shy guy, he was in command of that wedding like he was a master of ceremonies, where most other men would be going, or the bride would go, well, what do we do now? He was like the stage manager. He was fabulous. He was great.
I'm not surprised.
He had command of this entire day, and it was a pleasure to watch.
I told David this, and I'm going to repeat this for the world of the internet. So my mother used to always say, and I'm going to pass that along, she would say, don't show me a great wedding, show me a great marriage. And I think that's so true. So I think those words couldn't be more true in this situation. And so I think that's the case. And I have friends, by the way, speaking of things, I have two friends in Dallas who were supposed to have a wedding at Lake Como, Northern Italy, in July. They already spent a ton of money. We'd all booked tickets and all that stuff. Then there's a pandemic. They didn't cancel until just recently. But what they're doing is they're going to do a Zoom wedding in Dallas, same date, in July. And then in a year from now, they're going to renew their vows in Italy and recreate all that. They're hoping it'll all be fine by then. And so that's the plan. So so people are being creative. The point is, you know, nothing stops love. Love always triumphs, I think is the expression.
Well, David is very lucky, you know, and so is Bridget, that the two of them agreed, you know, to do this. It was great. So what happened when the cameras went off after you got, I mean, people stayed on, you were talking to people. What happened? Did everybody just leave your apartment or where did everybody go?
Well, after the ceremony was over, my aunt, she brought a champagne bottle. So
always a perfect way to celebrate.
Exactly, yes.
So we popped open the champagne bottle and made a toast. And then she had a cake. She brought cake to the table and... you know, it was like a traditional ceremony, but it was just so tiny and so intimate.
How many people were actually in the apartment where the dining room table is? How many people were actually physically there?
Physically there, there were about 10.
Okay, that's really good.
I'm
bringing back my mother again, which is twice in one podcast. But she got married during World War II. So everybody was away. People, you know, her brother was fighting, all that stuff. So during there was a little moment of time when the two of them were together, they got married. Only 7 people at their wedding. And, you know, I saw pictures of it. It was very, you know, just much thrown, just a dress she had around. She didn't buy a special dress for it. So, you know, you do what you have to do based on the circumstances. And
right, but
you're
I'm
following
so
in great footsteps, yes.
Why I'm so proud of David is because they wanted to get married. They got married. They're not waiting, you know, for, you know, around the world in 80 days kind of an event to get married. That's not what this is about. And too many women, I hate to say it, I'm going to get involved in trouble with the Me Too generation. You know, it's all about the party and not about the marriage. And you get lost in that. And, you know, that's a big problem. My first wedding had about 200 plus people. I can't remember, maybe more. And my second wedding had 16 people. And it just felt so much more appropriate because, you know, you're like in a daze anyway. You know, it's like, what? I'm married? What? You know, I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, you only learn that by experience. That was great. So, David, did you get a lot of presents?
Yeah, I got a few gifts.
Well, if there's anyone that didn't give you a gift yet, let me know and I'll call them up and I'll ask them. But you're registered. You're registered at Bed Bath & Beyond and a few other places, right?
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon. That's about it.
So when you were doing all the paperwork, was it very difficult? Was it complicated? Was there a time you said, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't figure this out. We can't get anybody on the phone. Everybody is sick. People are in the hospital. This is crazy.
The paperwork was really simple. We just had to, so when we had the appointment with the city clerk, we just had to show our ID. We had to take our ID and point it at the camera and show it to the city clerk.
That's the Project Cupid part, right? The Project Cupid part isn't the wedding, it's the marriage
paperwork.
License that Cuomo approved. So this way you could not wait online, you could just do it on basically a little mini Zoom call to the clerk's office.
Yes, correct,
okay,
correct.
I just need to make it clear to people. Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think that's a little weird? In the middle of the pandemic, when people were dying by the thousands, he came up with Project Cupid? I mean—
No, because there are people, I'm sure there were a lot of people who were requesting, like, hey, you know, you're stopping permitting, you're stopping this. Well, some of us want to get married. Mm-hmm. And when he heard that, he's like, okay, let's see if we can find a solution. How can we make marriages legal, but not make them come down to City Hall or the clerk's office or wherever it is? So that's what I was actually listening to that. You know, I listen to Cuomo every day and I was like, oh, what a great idea. And also he was happy. If you watched his face and everything, it was so nice to have, instead of talking about hospitals and needing supplies and PPEs and all that stuff, he was thrilled to have something positive to talk about. So he seemed to actually relish in the giving out this news. And it's so great that you'll always be a Project Cupid marriage. I think that's great.
So David, after the ceremony, how did you get the official papers and everything?
So after the ceremony, we had to send Nathan the form, the marriage license, because he had to sign it. So he has to sign it, and then he has to send it back to me so I could upload it on the Project Cupid website.
God, so, that's amazing.
So after I upload the signed marriage license on Project Cupid, then I think it was like a week later, I got the official marriage license in the mail.
But if you didn't sign right away, and didn't you have to have witnesses also? I mean, were you really married after on the Zoom call?
Yeah, because there were many witnesses, but filling out the paperwork in the bottom, it asked for two witnesses. So I had my mother and my aunt signed.
Very nice.
Do you know if Project Runway, Project Cupid is going to continue after the pandemic? Is that how they're going to keep doing things, or are they going to go back to the old way? Or you probably don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. But I think through this experience, I think they should have a choice whether or not the individual wants to do
it.
How
do you like that?
Through virtual or?
So, David, Oh, I was going to ask you a question after, I forgot the question. I know. Well, there was this very strange feeling I had during the ceremony. You were instructing Reverend, what's his name again?
Nathan.
Yeah.
Which is a very Jewish name. You were instructing him like you knew him. I was like, wait a minute, what did David do here? I mean, like, okay, Nathan, are we ready? Okay, Nathan, should we go here, Nathan? Do you think we should, you know, what do you think? I mean, he was like a buddy of yours. How did you meet? I mean, did you have like a dress rehearsal with him? How did that work?
No, there was no dress rehearsal. Everything was done through email. Communication was done through email.
So when you saw Nathan on the Zoom.
It was the first time.
You never had a conversation with him?
No, I never spoke to him on the phone.
You must have been drunk or high because you're like, okay, Nathan, we're ready. Nathan, are you ready? Yes, David, I'm ready. All right, should we go here? Yeah, that looks good. That's good. Okay. I mean, you were talking to each other like you knew each other forever. Didn't you think that was weird? Well, you didn't even notice it.
I didn't even notice it.
He wasn't drunk. He wasn't high. He was just in love, Lois. He was just in love.
I just wanted it to get done right. That's all.
That's right.
It was not right. It was perfect. I never saw anything so organized. The Zooms didn't go in and out. Nobody like tried to overtalk you. You were in charge. Everybody was there like it was an audience. And it was amazing. And Nathan was the appropriate person, right, David?
Yeah, definitely. He was the right guy.
David is the new take charge guy.
And speaking of take charge, this might be a good point to talk about something that always takes charge of your phone, and that would be the handle stick. Lois, do you have your handle stick right there?
I don't go any place without it.
She doesn't go anywhere else. It's the must-have phone accessory that adds stylish jewelry and usability to your smartphone. As you can see, she has it in the kickstand mode. Now it's off the kickstand mode. You can also hold it with it as well. So it utilizes a brace system that effortlessly lets you grip the phone, whether you're speaking, texting, or taking a selfie. It feels like the phone is floating in your air. And then when you set it up like a kickstand, you can then use it vertically or horizontally. So it's great for Skyping or Zooming or whatever you use your phone for. Definitely helps you multitask. And yes, you can wirelessly charge your handle stick right through the handle stick. Just put it right on top of the wireless charger. It goes right through it. You can put the handle stick directly onto the phone itself, or you can put it onto the phone case that you love so much. So it can work either way. More than 40 different styles, including animal prints, fun glitter, sophisticated carbon fiber patterns. The handle stick starts at, David, how much does the handle stick start at?
$10.
That's right, at just $10. So
wait a minute, I have something to add. I found out this morning that if you go on the handle website, which you will announce in a minute, they now have the sticks that you could customize with your baby's face on, your sweetheart's face, your signature. You could put a celebrity on there. You could draw something. And it's about $17. It's going to be the sensation of the world.
Because oh, my God. That's a great idea.
People realize this is an adhesive. I've been using this for months, since January, and it does not come off. And when people, I mean, I could put a photo, you know, of my husband or my dog or my cat. People are going to love it because they're really going to feel like this is their phone.
And if you want to find out more about the handle stick, there's only one way to do it, and that's to go to the handle stick website, which is handle, handlnewyork.com. That's handlnewyork.com. You can find out everything you want to know, including this breaking news that Lois just gave us about adding a family photo or a team or whatever you want to the handle stick. And again, it's just this piece right here, and that goes onto your phone or goes onto your phone case that you use right now. So check it out. And of course, it makes an absolutely wonderful wedding gift. And David, don't you agree that would make a great wedding gift?
Oh yeah, totally. It would make a wonderful wedding gift.
It's the perfect gift.
Do you have a baby already, David? I hear a baby. Did you have a baby before you had the Zoom wedding?
No, not yet. That's too...
Oh, but, but, Who's the baby crying in the background? Who's that baby?
That's my niece.
That's my niece. Okay.
And I also, if you listen very carefully during this, we had some ambient noise of lovebirds right outside David's window.
I did hear it chirping.
David, let's hear it.
You hear it?
I hear something, yeah, birds.
I heard birds during this whole thing.
You know, love does that. Love does that. It brings the birds and everything. That's beautiful. I may cry a little bit.
Well, David, congratulations. That was,
thank you.
I mean, really, your wedding was something that we'll always remember. That's why I put it on my blog without permission from you. Or maybe I asked you, I don't know. I put it on YouTube and you just played it. And oh, David, is there any way you could do after the wedding how the two of you rocked each other?
Oh yeah, that was a
Yeah, let's end with that, because that to me, I really started crying, because so many people are so focused on other things during their wedding. And they were so happy, Steve, that they actually rocked each other afterwards. And it was very, very special.
All right.
Okay, let's see if he can bring it up. Let's take a look.
I'm actually gonna play it. I'm gonna play the clip, because what I sent you was a GIF.
I know, you never gave me the real thing. After this, I want you to send it to me, because I'm gonna do another thing on this.
Okay. Uh-oh.
That's nothing.
Okay.
Just do your thing.
All right. So this is it right here.
I'm going to get a little closer. Okay, oh, look at that. Look at this. Did you ever see? Oh, watch us, Steve.
Oh.
Where's the music?
Oh, there's no music.
Oh, you said you. Oh, that was good. Yeah, you see? Look at the man took control. And look at Nathan. He's so happy. Nathan, put this on it. Nathan,
look at, Lois and Elliot are smiling.
And Nathan put this on his resume to say, another successful ceremony.
Digitally performed. Very
David,
cool.
David is progressive on everything he does.
I no argument there. That's why he's the engineer of LOBOC. Come on. We'd only hire the best. I think this is a good time to...
Yes, we wrapped it up.
Absolutely. Okay. So, David, congratulations to you and your lovely bride. We wish you
happiness.
Bridget, lovely bride. We wish you only happiness. And once again, I'm Steve Greenberg with...
Lois Whitman Hess.
And we're with David Nieves. And we have been lying on the beach...
Mazel tov, David! Yay! Mazel tov!
Thank you.
Mazel tov.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.